Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Pakistan will tour Sri Lanka to play two test matches and three one-day internationals in August. The short tour will see them arrive on the 2nd of August and leave on the 31st. The tests will be hosted by Gall and Colombo, while the ODIs will be played in Colombo, Hambantota and Palikkeli. The two sides met in December and January in the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan winning the ODI series 3-2 and pulling off a dramatic 5-wicket win in Sharjah to level the test series 1-1. The T20 series is also tied at 1 apiece. During the Asia Cup in February and March, Sri Lanka beat Pakistan twice, once in the opening match and secondly in the final. Former Zimbabwean international Grant Flower has been appointed as Pakistan's new batting coach on a 2-year deal. He played 67 tests and 221 ODIs for Zimbabwe before moving into coaching with Essex and Zimbabwe. He'll begin work with the PCB in August in time for that tour of Sri Lanka and ahead of series against Australia and New Zealand in the United Arab Emirates. The PCB have also announced an increase in retainer payments for centrally contracted players. Effective and backdated from the 1st of January this year, players will now receive a 25% increase in test match fees, a 10% increase in ODI fees, and a 25% increase in their monthly retainers. We're in the midst of a rare 2 days of rest for the Indian Premier League due to the Indian general elections, but keep an eye on cricketworld.com for our latest hotspot hangout video and an analysis of exactly what the teams still in the hunt need to do to reach the playoffs. All that and a whole lot more on our dedicated IPL section.